This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, here we go. 744, 16 till 8. There are plans to build a meta data center in Richland Parish, which, if you look at Louisiana as a boot and make it a high top kid, it would be like at the top anklet, if you want to use that as a reference. Laura Beecham joins us right now, Vice President of Resource Planning for Energy Louisiana. Good morning, Laura. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy.
Let me start on a lighter note here, if I can. I always thought your name was pronounced Beauchamp. Is there a dispute there, or does everybody pronounce it Beecham?
There seems to be a dispute in South Louisiana that B-E-A-U is a little tricky for everyone, but it is Beecham.
I don't think I've ever addressed anybody with that name, just read it, and I always read it as Beauchamp. Anyway, let's move on to the data center.
Common mistake.
Let's talk about, I just had on Jackson Voss, I don't know if you were listening or not, some of the concerns he had was who is paying for whatever power improvements need to be made to power this data center.
Yes, certainly. And look, the Meta Data Center is certainly a tremendous opportunity for not just Richland Parish in the northern part of our state, but for our entire state to be able to get this type of investment here locally. Who's paying for the data center has been an important question. It's one that we are having to prove our case with the Louisiana Public Service Commission, the Alliance, and many other parties are in this case. And the reality of it is, our customers are going to see over $700 million of benefits by the sheer fact that Meta is going to become a customer. We built in very unique contractual arrangements to ensure that Meta is paying their full cost of the transmission and generation necessary to serve. But, again, they are a customer, and they are going to contribute to costs that all other customers are paying today, which is a significant opportunity that all of our customers will benefit from.
So what kind of improvements, what needs to be built to power this Meta data center?
Yeah. And as Mr. Voss explained, it's no secret. We are having to build three combined cycle power plants, so three new gas plants to serve this customer. It is a significant load. And requires significant electricity to serve the load. And so we will be building two power plants in the northern part of our state and another power plant here on the southern end of our state that will serve the greater grid. They will be the newest plants on our system. They'll be the most efficient from the newest technology. And that is what will be used to serve. And again, it's also significant transmission. You create the electrons and then you have to move the electrons across the grid. And so the transmission that will be built will help enable the movement of that power.
So somebody texted in and said, let me get to it. I'm sorry. Our electric bills are about to go up dramatically. And I guess what they're saying is the cost of this will be passed on to every Louisiana ratepayer. Tell me who, again, is going to pay for this, Laura, and does it get passed on to the ratepayers or not?
Yeah, so rate making is complicated, and Mr. Voss described it as securitization, which is not actually correct. What we're talking about is how we pay for all of our investments. So the
take
cost
me through that,
in,
please, because I've always wondered about that, because I know you guys have a fixed rate of return, but return on what?
Yeah, so and it's the way utilities have been regulated and managed for over 100 years, there is a fixed rate of return, and so that is the capital invest. So if we takes us $1 to invest there in our company, we get to earn a fixed rate of return. That is not always guaranteed, but that is what our commission strives for us to earn. Mm-hmm. But what's most important is we recover the cost necessary to invest in our grid. So the cost, Meta will be a customer. They will be paying the full cost of the capital required to serve them during the term of their electric service agreement. So they are investing over $10 billion. They're going to be in their facility for a very long time. And like I said, you know, customers today, they pay costs of the poles and wires on our grid today. They pay storm costs. Our customers pay fuel costs. Meta is now going to pay their fair share of all of those costs. You know, when costs go up to serve another customer, you also sell more electricity. And the more electricity you sell, the more those costs are spread over all of those sales. And again, it's over $700 million of benefits that our customers are going to see. And that's something that our Public Service Commission is reviewing. And Mr. Voss brought up checking the accuracy of our work. There is significant data. All of the data behind this deal has been presented to our commission, and they are reviewing that. And they are asking a lot of questions to ensure that it is, in fact, true that our customers will benefit from this transaction.
So if any other company wants to locate here and they need, somebody texted in about Buc-ee's in Mississippi, of all things, and I know they improved some infrastructure there. But how does it traditionally work, Lori? If a company, if I want to build Tucker Industries, and I want to build it in X Parish, and I go to Energy and it's like, look, I'm going to need some power to supply my defibrillators and this and that and the other thing that I have. I'm just picking names out of the air, obviously.
Yep.
Well, take me through that model. What would that look like?
Yeah, so first I want to say that not all customers are the size of Meta, but you also, you mentioned my title, which is resource planning. And mm-hmm. So what we do day in and day out in my team and across the company is look at what are the power needs of all of our customers and what are the prospective power needs of all future customers. And we build that into our resource planning. And so that is us looking at do we need to build a new gas plant? Do we need to build solar facilities? Do we need to build transmission? And that is all taken into consideration of our scenario planning. Typically, we continue every day we're investing in our system, and that is included in our rates that go before our Public Service Commission every year, and they determine the prudence of those investments. And those costs are then, recovered by our customers. This Meta case is different because the type of infrastructure, the sheer size and scope of what's needed. And that's why we also structure the Meta deal differently to make sure that Meta was actually paying for that infrastructure and not shifting that burden to our other customers.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We'll come back. I'm looking at a story here from NOLA.com from Josie Abugov. I mentioned it earlier. It says, Entergy also maintains that regular customers will not pay for most of Meta's energy needs, that Meta is paying for the full annual revenue of the natural gas-fired plants for 15 years. Tech company will contribute a large percentage of the cost.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That would otherwise be borne by all of Energy's customers. I guess when we come back, Laura, because you deal with this every day, it might be different than we civilians. Take me through what part of this Meta development is going to be passed along to the other ratepayers that don't directly benefit anything from it, if that's the case? And secondly, I want to talk about power demands and consistency and load shedding, et cetera. We're talking to Laura Beecham, Vice President of Resource Planning for Entergy Louisiana, who has forgotten more about this than I will ever know, but we'll try to understand it when we return. 751, 9 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Laura Beecham, Vice President of Resource Planning for Entergy Louisiana. So as it relates to the Meta Data Center and the costs that are involved to either build the plant or the power that is needed to support it, the power either transmission or generation, does any of that fall upon people that will not directly benefit from that, I think is what I'm trying to ask.
Yeah, so first, you know, all of our customers are going to benefit from the newest technology and more efficient power plants and added transmission. We've all heard a lot of conversations about transmission in the last few years, and that does benefit everybody. There are certain transmission projects, one in particular, that we had always intended to build. It is to benefit all customers. It increases the power flow amongst our power generation facilities. The Meta project is causing that to be built 2 years sooner than it otherwise would have, but there's no other costs that are shifting to customers that customers will not see a benefit of.
So you're saying this is already in a works, so you're just going to move it up 2 years?
Absolutely.
Okay, when it comes to the power that this thing uses, and again, this is all in my head confusing, but is it a consistent draw or is it something that ebbs and flows? And would that make us more likely or less likely to be subject to the load shedding that happened on Memorial Day weekend?
Right. And so this is certainly a facility, you know, it'll be a first in the state for us in Louisiana. We worked with a lot of our partners to try to understand around the country how data centers work. What Meta has described to us is a constant flow of power. And so when we think about how many megawatts we have to build, we're planning for them to draw at their peak 24/7, 365. However, we also appreciate that power may fluctuate. And that's where you get into the nitty-gritty details of the engineering behind the solution, that we're building in the right level of voltage protection to ensure that when that data center, if it does blip or it does come down, that is stopped at the, you know, the footprint of that facility, and there's no implications for other customers. And this is a very complicated. We talk about the solution to build this of transmission and generation. There's a million details behind the simplicity of saying transmission and generation to make sure that we're protecting the grid.
Do you have an estimate on how much somebody's bill would go up as a result of this for that project that was planned anyway?
No, Tommy, I don't. It's not a significant project, and I don't have that number off the top of my head. But again, Meta is now going to be an extraordinarily large customer on our system, picking up an extraordinary amount of those costs that otherwise all customers would have paid.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. Laura Beecham, Vice President of Resource Planning for Entergy Louisiana. I'm guessing when you were a kid, you didn't want to grow up to be a Vice President of Resource Planning. It just happened?
You know, it did just happen, but it's definitely the best job I've ever had.
What did you want to be when you were a kid?
I wanted to be a financial analyst in New York.
Well, there you go. You're pretty close to that now. We'll be back, WWL.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.